Hey there, Red Hawks. I'm Divya Morali, and this is the 32nd episode of the United Colors of Liberty. And today I'm here with Senior Pranav Subramanian. So Pranav, why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, what's up? I'm Pranav, but you can call me Pran. I'm in band, NHS, Key Club, and Rap Club.
Just last week, I had your younger brother, Vic, on the show, and now you're here. Today, we're going to get like the perspective of a senior that's just about to graduate. How do you feel?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm ready to leave the school, but also there are a lot of people I'm going to miss.
What's your most cherished high school memory?
Okay, yeah, so I have a lot. Most of them were this year, actually, but, like, The first thing I want to talk about was the Wet Boys with my friends. They know who they are. Every moment I spent with them was a moment well spent, so shout out to you guys for that. Both talent shows with Darnez were unforgettable, so shout out to him for that. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe I haven't done fun stuff in high school.
You probably have. You probably just can't think of it on the spot. You said rapping with Darnez. Throughout high school, you're pretty well known for your rapping career.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Lil Curry.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how that all started?
Okay, so there was a SoundCloud rapper that Darnez and I knew, and he went by Kazer's Beats, and he just wasn't good, right? And so the first song he put out, Darnez came up to me and he was like, you know, we're gonna do this, right? And so we did it, and we were just really shocked because people really liked what we were doing, and It just kept going from there.
I wasn't here as long as you were, but I feel like it's one of the first rap duos we had at Liberty, so maybe that's why y'all got such a great response.
Well, like, I only hang out with nerds, so I don't know about any other rappers, but I like to think we were the first.
Do you think you'll continue rapping throughout college?
Maybe, because Austin is a great place for, like, live music and that kind of thing, and I think it'd be really fun. So if people enjoy me rapping as much as I enjoy rapping, I'll probably keep doing it in the future.
All right. If you have a SoundCloud, be sure to tell me it.
Will do.
Go follow you. On to a more, like, serious topic. I know a lot of high schoolers are, like, confused about the whole process of they don't know what college they want to go to, they don't know what major they want to do. Can you walk me through how you chose what college and what major and the whole application process? This might be a long question. But.
Okay, yeah. So for choosing your major, I don't know how you'd go about choosing one, because every time I did those, like, personality tests to see what major I would fit, I would get a different answer every time. But I'm the type of person who doesn't like to just limit himself to one thing. So I really wanted to be an architect because I feel like it's both an art and a science, and I've always wanted to do that. And choosing a college was pretty easy for me because I didn't get into any good schools. But okay, that's not true. I got into two really good schools that I wanted to go to, and that was UT and Cal Poly. And you may not have heard of Cal Poly, but it's the second best school in the country for architecture, but it's not that great on at most other things. And UT is really well-rounded. And I'm not sure if, like I may end up going to school for architecture and end up hating it. And I want to, like, leave my options open. And so for that reason, I decided that UT was the right school for me.
How does the college application process work?
Oh, it's pretty stupid, and I could explain it, but you're going to have to figure it out yourself no matter what, because a lot of people explained it to me beforehand. And basically, you got to figure out the list of colleges you're applying to and make a list of the requirements they need, and you just have to kind of do it. Like, it, I wish I could explain it better, but you just got to do it.
Nike, just do it.
Yeah.
You were in band, too. Do you have anything you like to say about band? I know you're a big part of it.
I like to think so, anyway. I'd like to give a shout out to Aniket and Caitlin for helping me get through every day of marching season, and I'd like to give a shout out to Marshall and Richard to help me get through every single day of concert season, because I couldn't have done it if not for them.
Aw. Isn't there, what, ooh boy, oh boy?
Oh, yeah. I'd explain that, but I don't think there is any explaining that goes behind that.
All right. To be honest, you've left a pretty large impact on Liberty from rapping to band, and you even started Melonware. Could you explain how that started?
It was just kind of an idea that the three of us had been talking about, and the more we talked about it, we realized that it could have become a real thing. And so I guess we met a lot at a Thurv's house. I think it was the winter of our junior year, and we just kind of, like, started drawing and coming up with ideas and that kind of thing. And the more we talked, the more it solidified into a real thing. And it was kind of similar to rapping because it was something that I enjoyed doing and people enjoyed us doing it as much as we enjoyed doing it. And that was really cool for us.
Is it gonna continue? Do you know?
We've talked about it, and we've decided that we're most likely not going to continue it when we go to college, just because summer is going so far away, and it'll be really difficult for us to coordinate that kind of thing.
What are you going to miss the most about grade school in general?
Probably my friends. I think the people that I've been through high school and like even just the entire like first 18 years of my life, I've made some really great memories and made like really great connections with a lot of people. And I'm not going to see most of them maybe even ever again. And I'm really going to miss that, I think, most of all.
And do you have any advice for any underclassmen?
Oh, I have too much advice for any underclassmen. Well, first of all, all colleges care about are grades no matter what they say, so keep that in mind. So, this sounds cliche, but I guess really try and find your passion, because high school gives you so many opportunities to do that, whether you're starting a company or starting a rap group. I think it's really easy for anyone to find their passion, so just try a lot of different things, because you have nothing to lose right now. It's still just high school, and if you get lucky, maybe you'll just find something that you're passionate about.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much, Pranav, for being on my podcast.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.